it's a very exciting day. Feels a bit weird, to be honest.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, right? I did make the announcement a couple of weeks ago that my time on Power FM Breakfast is coming to an end. Next week is actually my final week on the show.
Yes, which, of course, leaves an opening.
It does. Now, the great thing is we know, the one thing that has been confirmed so far is we know Molly Rose coming back in 2022.
Yes.
You're going to get that morning positivity every morning from 6 a.m.
Yeah, I'm still going to be here, but obviously it would be a little bit lonely if I was in the studio by myself each and every day. So we thought, well, we better bring in one of the best in the biz. And we are very, very lucky to have him in the studio with us this morning. Would you like to reveal yourself?
Ta-da!
It's a very familiar voice to you. It is the man who drives you home every afternoon from 2. Craig Pittman, good morning.
Good morning. Not good afternoon anymore. It will be good morning. And I am so glad. Thank you for the opportunity. I mean, Damon, I've watched you for the last however many years. It's been 3, 4, I don't know, just sore beyond what I ever thought you'd achieve. Thank you. And just, yeah, no, it's been an absolute pleasure. And to hopefully fill that void seamlessly, maybe, question mark, is just a pleasure and a thrill. And I'm a little bit nervous about it, but yeah.
I mean, one thing we've seen from Craig, Molly, and Craig, I'll speak to you directly as well, is the fact that, you know, you're an incredibly creative guy. We know that you're a local. You live, well, you did live in Nan, now you live in Mount Barker. But you're someone that is really attached to the area, and some of the content that you've brought us in Drive has been some of the best we've seen on Power.
Yeah, and I've really enjoyed doing that. Like, all I really want to do, the whole reason I'm in radio is to make people smile, you know? Whether that's you now, Molly, whether that's you, Damon, wherever you've ended up. Whether that's you listening at home, that's really what I'm coming here to do every afternoon and now every morning, is to put a smile on your face. And I'm very excited at the opportunity to do more of that rather than just tell you that Ed Sheeran is next.
Ed Sheeran is next.
See, I'm a pro at what I do. I know what I'm doing.
Well, let's find out a little bit about you. For people that might not be as familiar with Craig Pittman the man, you're a father of two?
Yes, only recently. In fact, little Rory just turned 10 weeks the other day.
I mean,
he's at that age where we count it in weeks, you know, not months yet.
So, I mean, breakfast radio, as I said, you're not getting sleep anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's not a whole big change to my routine. But, yeah, beyond that, I'm into Mexican food, Pokemon cards, which I don't collect now because I have a mortgage. And beyond that, yeah, I'm just excited to get up every morning and be here with you, Molly, and you, the listeners.
Yeah, I'm so excited about it, Craig. When I found out the news, I was like, this is very, very good, because obviously we know each other. And I have so much respect for you as a broadcaster, and I think it's going to be really fun. I feel like we're going to have a good time.
Didn't you teach him how to ride a unicycle?
Well, teach is a stretch.
Yes.
Forced me to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought we'd do the last hurrah of Craig's 20s earlier this year before he turned 30. So he came on the show with me and we did that. It was really fun. I feel kind of weird right now because I feel like I'm in the room with my soon-to-be ex-husband and my new husband, like, all at once.
Are we breaking up?
Yeah, you're the one who chose to break up with me, remember?
That's true, that's true. Oh, it's awkward. No, listen, I mean, the great thing about this is Craig is already such an integral part of our team, so to bring you in is just such an easy transition. We know it's going to be such a fun and creative Power FM Breakfast in 2022, which kicks off Monday, Jan 17.
Do you, Damon, have any advice for Craig as to how to survive working with the terror that is me?
Oh, okay. Come in with an open mind, Craig, because Molly will tear you down if you don't.
Okay, I'll lop my head off during the holidays and come open-minded.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, Molly might be moving soon. You may need to secure her another cat. yes. That may be a project for you early next year. But, yeah, Craig, we also know that you do drive us home. You're going to still be doing that for the next few weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to round out the year. We, you know, finish off all the things you love there, you know, your Chicken Tuesdays, your dumb games. We'll have awards and things like that. You know, we'll round it out perfectly and bring you into 2022.
Do the chickens get to come to breakfast?
I haven't really asked Molly, although I did hear during the week, didn't she have issues feeding chickens? Was that... Maybe we... It might be a dangerous work environment to be bringing them into.
I accidentally killed a chicken once.
I don't want to put the chicken choir in jeopardy.
Yeah,
I know.
That sounds dangerous. Well, we know we're going to get you in the afternoons, but we could not be more excited that we're getting Molly and Craig together at Power FM Breakfast in 2022.
As a welcoming gift to you, Craig, I wanted to... share with you an acrostic poem I wrote.
Oh, God. Molly, don't do this to the new guy.
It's titled Craig, an acrostic poem. C stands for caring.
Oh.
R is really good. A, at his job. I, indigo, because that's a nice colour. And finally, G is gorgeous.
Oh,
hello. Right. Setting the tone. Craig, welcome to the team. I mean, you're already part of the team, but a welcome to a brand new team in 2022. Could not be more excited for the two of you. Power FM Breakfast 2022. You know it now. And Craig, like you said, he's Ed Sheeran. Here, why don't you sell to him for us?
Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill. We love it. And we know you do too.